This is VOA News reporting by remote, and I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics will formally get underway Friday after a one-year pandemic delay. The scaled-back opening ceremony in Tokyo's Olympic Stadium, with only about 900 dignitaries and officials because of COVID-19 precautions. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the games, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reported nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled, bars have been asked not to serve alcohol, the torch relay, an Olympic mainstay, was replaced by online lighting ceremonies. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. Mourners will pay their final respects to Haiti President Jovenel Moïse Friday at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home in which he was shot several times. His wife was also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under heightened security since Moïse's assassination. Haiti's police chief, Leon Charles, said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including 3 police officers and 18 Colombian soldiers, former soldiers. Another 7 high-ranking police officials have been detained but not formally arrested as authorities probe why no one in the president's security detail was injured that night. Via remote, this is VOA News. The cleanup is underway in the storm-ravaged central Chinese city of Zhengzhou following floods that killed at least 33 people in the city and surrounding areas. Rains continue to pound parts of Henan province, of which Zhengzhou is the capital city. Streets have been turned into rivers and people stranded in apartments still, office, hotels, and rural homes in dozens of cities and towns. Zhengzhou is a major hub of China's railway network, and some trains were stuck on the tracks for as long as 40 hours, prompting rescuers to send passengers food and water. Taiwan's Central Weather Bureau issued a warning and said heavy rain or extremely heavy rain will affect Taipei City and other northern parts of the island through Thursday night. Forecasters say the storm has been expected to move on to China's mainland. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on a Cuban security minister and an Interior Ministry Special Forces unit for alleged human rights abuses and a crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this month. Thousands of Cubans staged protests a week ago to demonstrate against an economic crisis that has brought shortages of basic goods and power outages. Hundreds of activists were detained. The U.S. Treasury Department said that the sanctions had been placed on the Minister of the Revolutionary Armed Guards and on an Interior Ministry security unit Washington blames for the crackdown. The Cuban government has blamed the protests on what it calls U.S. finance counter-revolutionaries exploiting economic hardships. U.S. officials have acknowledged that the targeted sanctions may not have much impact. Cubans rarely have U.S. financial dealings and seldom travel to the United States, limiting the practical impact of such measures. The White House says Chinese opposition to a World Health Organization probe to the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. The White House press secretary called it not a time to be stonewalling. The plan includes the hypothesis that the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory, and the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. On Thursday, the vice minister of the National Health Commission told reporters he was taken aback when he read the details. The first known cases emerged in Wuhan in December of 2019. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.